KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Attorney General Keith Ellison will run for a third term. The DFLer announced his re-election bid Tuesday. His initial campaign message is, quote, fighting to help Minnesotans afford their life. In his announcement video, he paired that idea with his legal efforts to counter the Trump administration.
We don't bow to kings in America. Too many Minnesotans are barely keeping their head above water, working for long hours, raising families, and trying to keep a roof over their heads. But the wealthy and well-connected keep making it harder and harder.
Ellison also highlighted accomplishments from his last 7 years in office, including prosecuting Medicaid fraud and suing predatory lenders. The DFL has controlled the Attorney General's office for more than half a century. Two other AGs have served three or more terms. Before becoming Attorney General, Ellison served 6 terms in Congress and 3 in the State House. He narrowly won re-election in 2022 and will likely face attacks from Republicans about fraud in state government programs and crime. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission suspended comment on Minnesota Power's proposed resource plan on Thursday. The commission approved the sale of the utility to 2 private equity firms earlier this month. As part of that approval, Minnesota Power has to file an alternate plan by mid-January. Commenting will reopen after that filing. The Integrated Resource Plan lays out how Minnesota Power will provide electricity through 2039. The plan has to be approved by the commission. The new alternative is called the Clean Firm Plan. Minnesota Power must work with the Department of Commerce and others to create a plan with lower carbon emissions than its current proposal. As part of the sale agreement, Minnesota Power's buyers committed to creating a $50 million clean firm technology fund, which would fund part of this alternate plan. Minnesota Power originally proposed converting part of the coal-powered Boswell Energy Center in Cohasset to natural gas. In its 2021 resource plan, the utility said it would cease coal operations at Boswell Unit 3 by 2030 and Unit 4 by 2035. But Minnesota Power must minimize its natural gas resources in the Clean Firm Plan. Jennifer Cady is the Vice President of Public Policy and External Affairs for Minnesota Power's parent company, Elite. She says the utility is committed to reinvesting at Boswell.
You know, leveraging existing infrastructure is what's best for customers. That's generally the most cost-effective thing to do since we've already invested so much infrastructure at that site.
The commission also told Minnesota Power to consider more ways to use Boswell's transmission infrastructure. MnDOT will host 2 open houses to discuss the Highway 197 project in Bemidji. Work is already underway to transform the main business corridor, with city crews building a roundabout near Bemidji Middle School. The city will build 2 more roundabouts in the area next year, and MnDOT will construct 3 on the highway itself starting in 2027. The open houses are both Thursday at MnDOT's Bemidji headquarters. The first is from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the second is from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. MnDOT is taking comment on the final draft of the state rail plan. The plan shapes Minnesota's rail infrastructure and investments over the next 20 years. Visit KAXE.org for more information, including how to comment. The Rock Ridge girls tennis team advanced to the AA state semifinals after winning their first match Tuesday. The number 4 seeded Wolverines narrowly defeated number 5 Fergus Falls 4-3. Head coach Courtney Rosati says the team started a bit nervous.
Going into it today, we didn't really know what to expect because obviously we've never played Fergus Falls before, but they're happy with the outcome, obviously, and really looking forward to tomorrow.
Rosati says the girls need to be confident in their abilities moving forward. Rock Ridge plays top-seeded Mato Midi Wednesday morning. In single A, Thief River Falls lost 1-6 to top-seeded Breck. They have a chance to play in the 5th-place match Wednesday. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.